Hello, Andreas.
Hello.
So, it may sound for English-speaking people a little bit special when two native German-speaking guys talking in English together, but you would say that's what appears to happen. It's just what appears to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. That's what apparently happens, I would say. But I'm a little bit, trained from the last few years.
Okay, me not, but we will see. So, what is the essence of your teaching?
Well, that's a mean question. Well, the essence of the teaching is that it's not a teaching, or that there is nothing to learn, and that there is nothing to teach, and that's basically the teaching, which isn't a teaching. So, yeah, it says this is all there is. It's whole and complete already, but for no one. So, it's not an experience. It's not an additional experience.
This is the essence,
so to speak. I mean, it's hard to say, because when you say there isn't an essence, then it's almost as if there is a teaching. But yes, the teaching is that there is no teaching. The message is that there is no message.
So you don't have any concept about it in your head?
Not really. Well, maybe there are concepts in my head, but those aren't what is, so to speak. So what is can't be conceptualized, because it's no thing. It's not something. So having this interview and you sitting there and me sitting here and having the room is no thing. This can't be conceptualized.
So it's energy.
Well, this would be already a concept. Because then it wouldn't be no thing, it would be something, namely energy.
Is it possible to speak about something without using a concept?
No, exactly. But exactly, speaking about something is already a concept. Because in the end, we don't even speak about something. One could say the speaking itself is it already. So what this does in a way is, when I say this is all there is, the pointing, the speaking about, is already no thing itself. It's a pointing to itself, so to speak. And we don't really speak, it's not us too, speaking about something else.
So we just have to keep on speaking. It doesn't matter what. When you say the speaking, is it already that?
Yeah, or the not speaking, whatever happens, is it? But right now, so to speak, it's the speaking.
Yeah, for an interview, it's more normal say, to speak.
That's fine.
Than to have silence for hours together. It may be nice.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
How did you find your style of teaching?
Well, that... Oh, I'm not doing it. No, I'm not teaching. I don't... As I said, it's not a teaching. And it's what happens. It's just what apparently happens. And it's a way of... I didn't do it.
So your style of speaking?
The style of speaking?
Yeah. Did you find it with special people, or how did it came to you?
It is what apparently happens. I mean, out of the story, one could say, of course, I've been to Tony Parsons, and when I started the meetings, You know, the interesting thing is that these meetings, they don't come out of consciousness. They don't come out of something that I gained or something that I have. Like I now have it and I know it and I have the concepts in my pocket. So this didn't happen. And as a story, one could say, when when I started the meetings, which wasn't I doing it, it was what apparently happened, all I had in a way were the sentences that were already there. So there was not an invention of something new. In the end, this whole message is not an invention of something new. So it was like I took the sentences which were already there. And in a way, from then on, it gained an own dynamic. So I think in the beginning it sounded very much like Tony. And I think over the years this changed and it became something more independent or my thing, so to speak. But it's not coming out of a concept or an idea about how it should be. It's not made. One more sentence. And in a way, it's a story again, but in a way it's just a very honest answer, a direct honest answer.
So when you're not doing this answering, so you are the watcher of it?
No. There also is no watcher. It is what apparently happens for no one. So that there's no one in it.
So you would also say the watcher is one person too much?
Exactly.
You have been, before you start talking with different teachers, in that time you already felt there is the most resonance with Tony Parsons?
Oh no, I got to know Tony relatively late in a way, and I haven't heard of him at all. While I was in this spiritual search, I haven't heard anything of him. And actually, I found him more or less per accident. It was the spiritual game already crumbled for me in my story, and I've left. I came out of a guru-disciple game. And actually, I wasn't looking for anyone at all. I was actually happy to have no one whom I follow, so to speak.
So, does there exist a non-duality talker disciple game?
I guess so, of course. I mean, for me, then it was really quite different. And there are a lot of people to whom I talk which notice that too. I have the impression that it's not... No, it's... It does happen, apparently, but it really isn't that personalized as I saw it in the spiritual circles. And for me, in a way, it wasn't conscious, but for me it was so obvious that it has nothing to do with Tony. And it was just obvious. It's another thing. But I didn't think that through when it happened, when I went to those talks. But it was so different for me than it was this spiritual game, with all those pressure and need and have to do and should go and shouldn't go. And and the other thing that was interesting for me was that when I was in the guru game, in a way the guru was always more important than I was in my world and my experience. It was somehow my thoughts and that stuff, it was much more about him than about me. And when I came to Tony, this was totally different. It was so obvious that it's not about him, and that he doesn't want to be somebody, and he doesn't want to be whatever. It was much more, so to speak, about me, which was also not coming from Tony, but it was first, yeah, exactly.
So now you prefer that people are coming to you, that they are also come for them, not for you.
Well, in the end, of course, if there is someone interested in that non-message, that's cool, that's the best. For nothing, then it's most fun, so to speak. But of course not, it has nothing to do with me in that sense.
When you have an appointment for a talk, to give a talk, you are looking forward to it?
Well, that's too much, not really. No, it's just what apparently happens. It's apparently part of my life. And yes, it's fun, but it's not something that I look forward to. No, there's not. No, I wouldn't say so.
Did you plan your career?
Your career?
Career?
Oh, not at all. No, not at all. No. I mean, I'm doing this now for quite a while, actually, since 8 years or something. And I think for 4 years, I wasn't thinking about that. I could do it that often, so to speak, and then, no. I thought it remained like some events, like a hobby or something. No.
But right from the starting, you choose the name of your homepage, an English name.
No? That's true, yeah.
So,
well, <I don't> well, again, it wasn't really thought through, but yeah, probably I wanted to give it the space, the possibility to not. I don't know, but I really honestly, maybe it was just because I came from the English, you know.
I like very much the end of your talks. Most of the time then you tell people that there is nothing to gain, nothing to take away. That gives a great freedom for me.
Mm.
It feels like that.
Oh, yeah. But in a way, that's part of the whole message, that there is no message. And that's freedom. That's really freedom. I mean, this whole message is pointing to that this whole drama, so to speak, of being someone and having to do something and having to keep something up and living in kind of discipline in order to get something. That this whole setup is an illusion. That's why in the story you could call it liberation. Of course not for someone, and in the end liberation is a story too, but that's why you could call it liberation. Because it says that this whole setup doesn't have any reality at all. So, nothing remains.
What is the difference between a teaching and a message?
Well, it's a non-message. Because if you have a message, then it's a teaching. So to speak. Well, the difference is that in a teaching, you have someone who has something, and the guru or the coach or the master or whatever, and you have someone who hasn't. Yet, who hasn't found yet, who hasn't got yet, who isn't there yet. And that the one who has can tell you, can tell the person what to do or not to do in order to reach the goal, so to speak. But it's just based on an illusion, namely that there is someone and that there is something to reach. And that some things can be done or shouldn't be done in order to reach that it's energetic. It's not a conceptual thing that you can't teach because there is no one or something like that. But it's just a whole different energetic game, so to speak.
Is it possible to see from the outside, from another person, if you look at another person, if this person is living out of the idea I am, or if there's only life happening through this form of a human being?
Yes and no, because both is only life happening. So even when there is the illusion of I am, there isn't someone behind it. So the closer you look, so to speak, you will never find anyone. But it's quite simple, actually, to say if something is a teaching or not. Mostly it actually lies quite open. It's quite obvious, actually. Because most people, in a way, just mean what they say. And what I've noticed with most, when it was a question, so to speak, is it a teaching or not? with a teaching, you almost need an explanation why he says that. You know, it was a bit like, yeah, he just says that in order to help, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, probably he knew that it wasn't like that, but he said that because of, and all that stuff. And I noticed that this doesn't happen here. There is no, I said that because of, in a way, and then create a misunderstanding and all that stuff. That's what I've noticed, so.
As I see it, you are answering to people's question very spontaneously and very correctly and very different to different questions. Is it so because your answer is coming out of the nowhere?
Yes, it's not coming from anywhere. But yeah, one could say so. It's not. And that's what I mean. It's not coming from consciousness. It's not stored information. Yeah, it's kind of direct, whatever that means, but yeah.
How is it now when you are speaking, when you start the sentence, you know already the end?
No, I don't even know the beginning. This would be too much watching. No, I don't, I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah. I would also like to do this, just to speak, but there's I'm a little bit afraid if I find the right words or if the grammatic is rightly and people can understand, or they may think, oh, how he is talking, he's crazy or what?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm pretty much into the English right now, so you see.
Yeah, but this happens to me also in German. Okay, so you're giving talks in different countries, and either in German or English or some other languages also?
No, it's German and English.
And if it's in not German and not English speaking countries, then it's translated or?
Yes, that's how it was usually right now. Yeah, until now. Yeah. But it wasn't too often. It was in France one time. One time in Chile we had translation.
And in other countries there are enough people who understand English?
Usually, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, usually in Europe, so.
And how you choose?
Or maybe only the people come who speak English, I don't know.
How you choose which city you are going to?
Oh, just by invitation. If someone asks me to come, and then I usually do that.
You need to know how many people are coming so that it's a use to go.
Yeah, not really, actually. No, well, I mean, meanwhile, it's a lot of locations, so there isn't that much space to bring new places in. But no, actually, if someone asks me to come, I just somehow go. We just find a way that I go without asking too much about people and stuff.
You can already choose where to go because you have so many invitations, or?
Almost, yeah. It's a bit like that.
You are saying maybe in different language, but in all countries the same, and the people reacting the same, or is it different in different countries?
Yes, I'm always saying the same. well, it seems to be slightly different in the countries, but not really. I mean, the question is in a way the same. The question always is, how can I become fulfilled? So that's quite the same, actually.
And how I can be fulfilled?
Oh, that's impossible, because there is no me.
Only without me.
Well, also without me you can't be fulfilled, because then there is no one left to be fulfilled. But that's the big surprise in a way, or seen from the me, the big surprise, that what is absolutely fulfilled already, so to speak. That's natural. It's just naturally okay. But for no one.
So is there something to do to get to this point?
No. Not at all, because exactly that is the illusion, that there is someone who isn't at that point, and who could come to that point. It's not a point even, you know.
And is there something to do to come not to this point?
Well, not really. I mean, one could say when there is the sense of a person, the person consists of the illusion to not be at that point. So, not really, no.
The sense to be a person, is this a thought, or is it a feeling, or is it more an energy, or how would you describe?
Well, I would describe it as an energy, or a sense. One could say the subtlest form, which is the story, would be just a sense of presence. Just a subtle sense of there is something which is here. This doesn't even have to be processed in the head or needs a lot of stories. But I think seen from the me, that's...
And the sense doesn't need to be the thought, I am a person. It can also be just to be awareness.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, pretty soon it goes into stories. It can't really rest there. Which some teachings say, actually, that you should learn that. But you can't really consciously rest there or keep it up forever. You can consciously try to rest there, but it pretty soon becomes work and kind of stiff. Yes, exactly. Just the experience that there is something now here which I am, which is more like a felt experience or an energy. Yeah. But what this message is saying, that this doesn't have any reality at all. Yes, within the experience it feels utterly real, but this doesn't have any substance at all.
Isn't this a contradiction?
Absolutely. Out of the experience of that presence, it's a total contradiction, which isn't an intellectual contradiction, it's an experience contradiction, so to speak.
when there's just life happening through the form of a body, not without the idea or energy, I am something or I am nothing, whatever, does this have an effect on the body itself? I mean, is the cells are more free or more flowing the energy or?
Probably, I don't know, something like that. I mean, as I say, there is no real awareness of there something special going on, but but yeah, in a way, liberation is in a way very holistic, so to speak. I don't know if that's the right word. Or the sense to be a person is very holistic. It seems to influence, apparently, the whole being. That's why I wouldn't say the the sense, the me, so to speak, is not just an idea. It is something that is felt in the whole body. I mean, Tony is speaking often about a contracted energy. So, if there's a person with a story about who I am, what I have to do, that I have to find enlightenment and all that stuff, it's a bit like, oh. And of course, when that dies or explodes, there just is freedom, so to speak. But for no one, so it's hard, it's impossible to describe how that is, actually.
So this is a definition for liberation. That would you give, or you wouldn't give any definition?
So to speak, you can have a story about what liberation is, but in the end, you can't know liberation, because there really isn't such a thing.
Can an image about liberation be a hindrance, because you have the idea it has to be that way?
Yes and no, because it's not really a hindrance, because liberation happens anyway, so to speak, or apparent liberation happens anyway. So there is no real hindrance. But of course one could say, by wanting to survive, that is the hindrance of that is what hinders liberation, the presence of me, so to speak. And of course to live in concepts and to have ideas and to have assumptions about what should be or what shouldn't be, of course in a way is the hindrance of liberation in that moment, so to speak. The moment you are someone, you definitely aren't someone. But
can liberation happen because in reality there is nothing else than liberation?
That's what I mean. Liberation already is a story because there is no such thing. Because that whole presence, that whole sense of presence doesn't have any substance at all. So, yes.
Does men or women react different to your message?
No. 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 In a way, everybody seems to have them in his or her own personal way.
How your wife is reacting?
Don't go there. You have to ask her.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Children are born in liberation?
One could say so. Yeah. Or, well, the liberation then is a tough word, yeah. But for the first few years, there is no self-awareness. There is no sense of, I am a baby, I am someone, and I'm here now.
Is there a chance for a baby to grow up without becoming a person?
Yeah. It's thinkable, it's theory, I don't know anyone. But why not? Yeah.
What do you think when you hear the sentence, there is somebody born as an avatar?
Well, I think that's a story. Because the avatars that I know, that I've heard of, it's not much actually, I was never really interested in that, but they definitely didn't have a non-message. They just looked rather like a teaching than anything else.
Can it be the case that for some people, what somebody is saying is a no teaching, and for others it is a teaching because of the resonance?
Well, not really. I mean, there might be many people thinking that this is a teaching. Of course, that misunderstanding can happen. But I rarely think that something can happen the other way around, so to speak. When you have a teaching and you don't think that that's a teaching. But of course, people coming here, many people think that I try to teach something. I try to make this obvious to them as a person. And yeah, that happens.
Do you give people an advice how to find the right teacher or speaker to go to?
No, I don't give advice. There isn't a right speaker or a wrong speaker. And there isn't a right place to go or a wrong place to go. Not at all. No. I don't even advise people to come here. No.
You don't say, look in his or her eyes and you will see if you're melting.
No. I sometimes say, I don't look at me. Why are you staring at me? No.
But you are tolerant. You see, you say, okay, that's what appears to happen to other people.
No, I'm not tolerant because I'm not saying that to me in order to make it good. But obviously it is what apparently happens, yeah.
It's not your thing. You have nothing to do with it.
So to speak, yeah. I mean, there honestly is no right or wrong. There is no... I don't have the idea that there is a real gain in that.
Okay, no right or wrong, but you told me that your feeling is that your son is going now to free school is very right. It feels very right.
Oh yeah, but that's what apparently happens. That feels right is what apparently happens. Yeah.
What is the characteristic of a free school?
Well, the characteristic, I mean, there are, I think the main characteristics, but they are all a little bit different. It depends on how, on the people doing it. Usually that the kids can just do what they want during the day. They aren't forced to sit in a room and learn stuff. I think that's the most important thing.
So the teacher are following the disciples or the young people, not the other way around like it is usually.
Exactly, so to speak, yeah. Yeah. They offer themselves, they are there for, if the kids want to learn something, maybe they offer some things. Yeah, exactly.
You have an idea if these kind of schools are also in English-speaking countries?
Oh, I think one of the most famous schools is coming from England. Exactly. Which was quite cool, actually, because it wasn't only a free school, it was also a democratic free school. So the kids were already making the rules together with the adults, and that's quite cool. I think, meanwhile, it wasn't my issue at all, but now I got a little bit into it in the story. Sounds good. So yes, it exists.
The right and the wrong.
The what?
The right and the wrong.
Oh, what do you mean with right and wrong?
Yeah, this, it feels right that your son is going to
yes,
that kind of school.
But that doesn't mean that it is right or wrong.
Uh-huh.
That it feels right is what apparently happens. But there is no right and wrong in there. It's not right in an absolute sense, and not wrong. I have no idea. But that it feels right for me is what apparently happens. And that's whole and complete. But not right or wrong.
You would say the same to war or to people who are preparing for war?
Absolutely, yes, of course. Yeah. I mean, it's quite obvious that it may feel absolutely right for them to do that.
You feel pity about that?
I don't know. Right now, I don't know so many people preparing for war, actually, in my surrounding. But I mean, yeah, you can see it in the news. But no, I'm not too interested right now.
So we have spoken about your talks, but you are also offering, or I don't know if really offering, but it happens that you give also private talks in. That you speak to people via Skype or telephone or in the same room?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is happening then? Some secret?
No. No, the same thing. It's, no.
What is it, the same thing?
Oh,
the same no thing.
Yeah, the same no thing. Well, it's usually about that message, about that non-message.
They're coming couples to you also?
No.
Not together?
No. No, I don't offer relationship support. Probably I wouldn't be too good at that. I may have good ideas, but I don't think that they would work.
One of these ideas maybe is that people can be happy in a relationship only when they see that there is nobody in the other.
Well, then there is no relationship anymore.
Right.
That's what solves that problem, so to speak.
So you are living together in your family with no relations?
Well, yes, at least here is no one.
What makes a difference?
What makes the difference? I don't know. Probably, I think that there is no seeking in a way. I mean, when there is someone, there is always some seeking going on in something. So usually there is also some seeking in the relationship, so to speak.
And in the other person.
Of course, it's exactly. Both persons seem to seek something in the other. Yeah. Which is, I mean, the personal experience to be here and to seek, to be the first, so to speak, and to seek something in the second or in what I experience. In the person, in the situation, in the partner, of course. Yeah.
But even if you don't seek something in the other person, there are the personal likes and not likes and
absolutely, yeah.
The individuality.
That's what apparently happens. Yeah, oh, absolutely. 100%edly. Yeah.
How can individuality happen without the feeling of being a person?
Oh, because in a way that individuality happens because of the sense of a person. It's part of the dream of the person that in a way I am because I do myself. Because there is someone in here doing that person or having that personality. That's the great thing. Personality or being like I am, being as you are, is what apparently happens. And not because there is a sense of a person in there.
You are sometimes surprised about yourself?
Apparently. Not really. Because there's no one really watching.
Okay. Sometimes you use the word death of I.
Yeah.
In your book, for example. What does it mean?
Well, liberation in the story, go back to the story. The story would be that the sense of I, that sense of presence, is actually also the sense to be alive, to be something that has an autonomous life, as an experienced reality, also again not as a concept or an idea. To the me, it feels absolutely that I'm something that has an autonomous life, that is now here as something very alive. And liberation, so to speak, would be, again, it's all part of the story, would be the melting away of that contracted sense. Seen from the me, it is just death. Seen from the me, it's the end of that experience to be here now as something. That's why one could say it's a death, liberation. Seen from the me, liberation is death. It's a story.
And the death of the body is all the time also a liberation?
Who knows? Who knows? Yes?
Nobody came back?
So to speak. No. Well, there are some people who claim to have come back, but yeah.
They were not really dead.
Exactly. okay. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But in a way, asking that question, you're already operating in a reality which in a way doesn't exist.
So what does exist when there no reality exists?
Well, nothing really. There is nothing that exists as things, as something. Nothing is real. And what is, sitting in a room and whatever, is real and unreal. So what is and isn't, or is beyond existing and non-existing. Can't. Impossible.
So we are sitting in the room where in a little bit more than an hour a talk with you will start. When the people are walking in, you sometimes you feel, oh, I like this, oh, this person again, or oh, this is a nice woman, or
I guess so. I don't know. Yes, there is something apparently happens.
But it happens out of the blue.
So to speak, yeah. Well, it doesn't happen out of something. It is everything.
And the blue can be something.
No, it never becomes something. That's what I mean. It's not out of the blue being something when it happens. It is no thing. It's not coming from anywhere. But whatever happens is no thing as that. My reactions, what I think, what I don't think, what happens. Yeah.
So there can no be safetiness? I don't know if this is the right word. In life?
Safety, security. Oh yeah, absolutely. One could say so, yeah. Yeah. In the reality, the me seeks seeks safety, or me actually seeks an experience of safety or security. Yes, that doesn't exist. Yeah. Because there is no real world. That's in a way the greatest unsafety or uncertainty seen from the me. Yeah. But on the other way around, the only one that seeks safety is the me again. So
you don't put money aside for your older age?
Well, I should do that actually, but no, I don't. But even if this would be what apparently happened, I wouldn't be doing it.
It would be only happening.
Exactly. It would be what apparently happens for no one.
Yeah. But it makes, to the outside, it makes no difference to somebody who's watching you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the most interesting thing, that the presence of me isn't real, so the death of me isn't real, so it doesn't make a real difference. That's part of the dream of me, that there is a state, whatever that state is, enlightenment, liberation, personal fulfillment, whatever, that's part of the dream of me, that there is a state which makes a real difference. But there just isn't. Nothing makes a real difference.
When you are talking with your neighbor and he asks you, what is your profession, what you are doing, what do you answer him?
I'm giving seminars.
What kind of seminars, he may ask?
It's about freedom. Freedom of the me and stuff like that.
Freedom on the...
Of the me.
Of the me.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and run away?
They don't run, but usually it's the end of the conversation. It's a bit like, interesting. And then it's about something else then.
And you are also...
I'm an author. Yeah, but that's dangerous because they want to know the book and stuff, so... Yeah, but yeah, actually I'm an author, yeah, true. Yeah.
I thought you were nothing.
Well, I'm nothing.
Nothing.
Authoring. Well, recently, a few weeks ago, I met an old teacher from my school, an old school teacher, and she heard that I was writing, that I wrote books, and... She was very, you wrote books, and she wasn't expecting something like that.
She has been to your German teacher?
No, English, actually. Yeah, I even told her that I wrote one in English. Then she was very
cool. Said, oh, God, really?
Well, I wasn't that bad in English, no.
Okay, sorry.
But actually, I was hoping that she didn't look it up, that she won't look it up. What it actually is, but...
Yeah, you never know what appears to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have any issue you'd like to talk to now?
No, I'm fine. There is no issue.
Can you be something else and fine?
Well, if it's about me, well, there is no me, but apparently there can be all kinds of things. Yeah, it could be. There could. Maybe I would have something that I would want to talk about still. So. I mean, fineness is all there is, or fineness, so to speak, is the natural reality. But for no one, this fineness in the end doesn't care about how I feel. And theoretically I can be anything.
To ask you how you handle your feelings, I know it's already wrong because there is nobody, but can you say something about feelings?
Well, the thing is that usually feelings are seen as an enemy. Feelings are seen as something... well, like everything, in a way, seen from the me, the world, or what is experienced, at least potentially, is a threat. So this is potentially, it's alien, and it's potentially threatening my peace. Same with the feelings. So for me, feelings are at least potentially threatening. That's why it has to... consciously deal with it in a way. That's its assumption, that I have to deal with what I experience, including the feelings. But feelings aren't threatening at all. They just are what they are. So there is no one afraid of them, so to speak. There's also no one afraid of so-called bad feelings, because they don't mean anything. they are empty. They are full, but also empty.
So to you they come and go, to you in...
Exactly, you already have to do that, because they don't even come and go. They are what apparently happens. There is no one experiencing a feeling coming and going. And it's not that the feelings are okay, because they go away soon. They just are what apparently happens.
In your story, was there a time when a lot of suppressed feelings came up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah, I would say so, yeah. That's what apparently happens. Yeah.
And there came a time when this was finished, or it...
Well, suppressed feelings in a way is it's a story, but one could say functioning is still going on. Apparent functioning is still going on. And it seems as if there is more and more stuff apparently released in a way. So I wouldn't say that it necessarily stopped. But, yeah, the whole concept, I'm not really into this concept, so I don't...
Can you explain what you exactly mean with apparently?
Well, not really, because it can't be... Well, I can. I mean, everything is real and unreal. So, this is apparently happening, and that's it. That's the natural reality. That sitting in a room and being you and being me and having this conversation is what apparently happens. It's real and unreal. Bam. That's it. That's everything.
And apparently it looks like coming to an end.
No, alright.
For me. Whatever. Who is that? I don't know, but...
Oh no, it's what apparently happens. There is no one.
Okay, you would like to give some words for the end, like in a talk, or it doesn't necessarily?
Well, I don't, I just, can, this is all there is. There's nothing to gain from that, or to anything. There's no message. It's whole and free and complete. Whatever it is, it's this. So, I'm fine with that.
So, be free and... go to your talks.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Very nice.